Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting seventh. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Norris. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Newman and he is out, Edwards applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Bell applying the tag. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Colburn reaches second base with a double. Heath throws the ball into Chalk, who tags Colburn trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Squires goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison misplays the ball. That's an error on Morrison. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is hit by the pitch. Bell moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosley bunts towards the mound. Norris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Chappas moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Chappas scores. Bosley moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is called out on strikes. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morrison moves to second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Picciolo. Morrison moves to third. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields the ball and throws to second. Edwards drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Edwards. Morrison scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chalk. The throw from Colburn and he is safe. Chalk steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Newman and he is out, Chalk applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a pop-up towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Chappas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Chappas moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Washington is walked intentionally. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Colburn takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Colburn moves to second. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Washington moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Washington scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive to left field. Henderson throws towards Edwards. Edwards fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Squires moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up towards short. Chappas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Page strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.